Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Sumai, as a schools for Zivig Yaakov Aaron and Rochel, for Shlemel and Yovin Sora, Mordechai and Sora, the Nishmas Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orin Ben Moshe and Isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Mondoyach. As we approach Tisha B'Av and focus on Churban, focus on Golus, focus on Tzoros, and not just the Tzoros of the Churban and the Tzoros of the original Golus, and the Tzoros of the length of the Golus and the extent of the Golus, but the daily Tzoros that we experience, that so many people are experiencing in so many, many, many different ways, all factors of the fact that we're still in Golus. We don't have the Beis HaBechira. We don't have the Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikori L'chol Amim, the place to turn where the Shechina is there, where we bring a korban to be mechaper, where we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Kohanim give us brochas, where it's a whole world that we're missing. And it's certainly a major, maybe the major factor in all the tzoros that are going on in the Golus. And it's very painful. What can we do? We pointed out last week for the Goyin that there's a very strong tikkun of the Siras Chinam and Lashon Hara that comes from Bitochon, because when a person has Bitochon, he's not jealous, he's not, well, I hate somebody, it's everything that comes, everything is from Hashem, Hashem gives me what I need, Hashem gives me what I deserve, nobody can take anything that doesn't belong to me, and as a Vaita. But I want to emphasize this evening something else. There's a koyach of inspiration, of chizuk that we get when we see the Hashgacha Pratis, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives throughout the Golus to this very day, klolistic to Klal Yisrael, and individually to each and every individual Jew. Someone just showed me something the other day where it says that Rav Chatzkel Levenstein was a matzah very, very poor. But to be mechazik his children, any time they came and related a story of Hashem's hashgacha protis in their lives, he made sure to give him money. He gave him something they knew, no matter, he didn't have money, but for this, he always had money. It could be they didn't have money to put bread on the table, but for this, they had money. To be mechazik, focusing on Hashem's hashgacha protis, what a difference that can make. So I thought that as we approach the climax of this period of mourning, of sadness, of commemorating and in a certain sense reliving the tzoros of the Churban, that's what the Avelus does. So we should think in terms of finding nechoma in the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and still maintains with Klal Yisrael, even in the Golus. And this connection can be a major source of Bitochen for us to elevate us in the Midas HaBitochen, which according to the Gro could actually be Mesakin, the Chatoim that brought about the Golus in the first place, as we said last week, and can actually bring the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh and the Geula Shleimo. Let's talk first about Klal Yisrael. We don't make any sense. When we think about the close to 2,000 years of Golus, Goylo achar Goylo, Golsa Yehuda Kula, Goylo achar Goylo, one after another, from here to there to the other one, the major Golios, and Golus Bovel, and Golus Edom, the Chule, and the minor Golios, the Golios from one country to the next, from one neighborhood to the next, constantly moving Golos. we can't stop, we can't help but to stop and think about what Rabbi Yaakov Emden swears in the Hakdama to his Siddur, where he swears by his life that the miracles that have allowed for the survival of Klal Yisrael throughout this long and bitter Golos, together with its Torah intact, as we have today, are greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And when we think about that, that has to give us a tremendous chizuk in this Golos, because with all of the tzoros that happened, and al piderech hateva, it doesn't make an ounce of sense that we should be here bichlal today, after 1950 years of churban acha churban and golus acha golus and tzoros tzoros, and every page of our history stained with bloodshed. Al piderech hateva, it defies all seichel, it defies all logic that we should be alive today, let alone together with our Torah. Torah flourishing, Moises HaTorah flourishing, Yiddishkeit flourishing in so many different ways. The predictions are that in Eretz Yisrael, within the 2 decades, the Haredim are going to be in the majority. And the only branch of Judaism that's surviving is the Orthodox, because everything else has disappeared or is just disappearing into assimilation. So it doesn't make any sense. It's mamish, mind-boggling. That's why he swears by his life that these are greater than the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. But that has to give us a sense of nechama. That has to give us a sense that in this very golus, where we're suffering so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted this ability to find bitochon. Because look at the chesed, look at the rachamim, look at the savlonus, look at the love to keep us alive for so long. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behest upon him, as it says in Shir HaShirim, that he's mashgiach min ha'chalonos, meitzitz min ha'charakim. He looks through the windows. We may not be able to see him looking through. We wonder sometimes, where is Hashem? But he's looking through the window, making sure that we survive. Mashgiach meitzitz min ha'charakim. When you peek through a little crack, the one who peeks in can see for a wide distance, but nobody sees him peeking in. He's mashgiach min ha'chalonos, meitzis min ha'charakim. He assures and he assured and he promised our survival. The Torah will be loisi shochach mi pizaroi, and the Klal Yisrael with ruchi asher alecho v'shasam b'ficho. No, that's the Torah. We should be picho, and the Klal Yisrael of af gam zeis be'oisa be'oisa meres ha'eveim, le'ma'astim lo ge'altim l'chalosim, the Hover Brisi Itom Kiani Hashem. He will not forsake us. We will survive. The Torah will survive. The Torah promised us, and he keeps his promise. So we're still here, alive and well, with all its source. That should be a tremendous chizuk in our emun and our bitochen. The truth of the matter is that the Gemara in Yuma says that's not a chizuk in Yirah Shemayim too. When we say, okay, la godol ha'gibor v'hanoyro, Gibor, the Gemara says, he's kavish the kas against the goyim, and he lets them do everything that they do to us. That's what's necessary in the golus. That's why we're in golus in the first place. That's the tikkun and the kapora for the degradation and the loss of these lofty madregas that we lost at the time of the churban in the Bein Olam Chaveroi, in the sino and in the siras chinom and in the loshon hora. And that has to be corrected. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor, he's Kovish his kas against them just to let him do this to us, so it should be Mesukin. But he's Neiro. Where is Neiro Oisov? That the Klal Yisroel manages to survive, to be alive and well, despite everything that's given to the enemy, every permission to destroy us, every permission, every tolerance that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kovish his Yitzur, Kovish the Gibor is Kovish his Kas, so that they should be able to continue. But he assures us to survive. And that's Yiro. That's okay, Lagula Gibor, Vihanuiro, Aye Nuiro Isov, Hey Nuiro Isov, that we still survive. That's the Nur Hashem. The Yiras Horoimimus, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was lost. The Yiras HaRoimimus, when we come to the Mokum HaMikdash and we see what we see there, this the Yiras HaRoim was, it's devastating. But the Yiras HaRoim was the Yira Keil Agud Agir B'Hanoiro can be understood, can be felt when we see that with all that they're permitted to do to us, but we still survive. And this is really what we have to chop, what we have to appreciate. And when we appreciate, we see the Hashkochas Hashem, and then when we look to the individual Hashkochatu, we all know, everybody knows, that in the last Churban, the Churban and the Holocaust, we know that the miraculous stories of the people who were saved are above and beyond. They're beyond imagination. And the numbers are astronomical. We don't hear as much about them. We are hearing now, and more people are telling their stories, and more people are sharing their stories, and more people have begun in the last 2 decades. There's not that many people left, but have begun to talk about it more for a half a century. They couldn't open their mouths. They couldn't, the tragedies were so. I still remember a very accomplished and wealthy gentleman, a good friend of mine, who was a Holocaust survivor and went through horrors. And he told me, he says, there isn't a night that he doesn't wake up with a nightmare. This was 40 years later. This is it, what they went through. It's that shame, the miracles that happened, the people that survived. I know when my kids were growing up, I read a story, maybe it's well known, but they loved it. They such chizuk, they wanted to hear it again and again every night before they went to sleep. I'll never forget that. It was a brother and a sister that were left, the parents were taken away, and they were in a ghetto trying to just survive. And the brother tells his sister, he says, you don't go out. She was a pretty girl, and he was afraid that they would see her and take her away, and you know, one of these Nazis. And he says, don't go out, and I'm going to go out scrounging, looking for food. But Kitsi comes back, and she's not there. And he knew that she wouldn't leave if he told her not to leave. So he understood what happened. Goes to the headquarters, the Gestapo there, and big Bulvan comes out, and he says, give me back my sister, just like that. He understood that's what must have happened. What comes to the mouth of this person? He says, I'll give you your sister when you grow hair in the palm of your hand. Like, fat chance to get your sister back. He opens up his hand, full of hair in the palm. Guy went out of his mind. Take your sister, you bunch of who knows what you are, sorcerers, this, that. Get out of here. And Baruch Hashem, he got her back. He says, what happened? Hair grew in the palm of his hand, just like that. He says that a few years before, he was working in a machine shop, and he caught his hand, skin got ripped off, a lathe or something. The doctor grafted skin from his foot to the palm of his hand. And he told him the hair will fall out. The hair didn't fall out. And the Meshugana Nazi, who came up with this bizarre idea that I'll give her back when you grow hair in the palm of your hand. Who does he tell it to? To probably the only person walking around the world that has hair in the palm of his hand. That's Hashgacha Pratis. That's how lives were saved. And I think that the Avodah these days in the times of the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, especially if we're looking for some nechoma to strengthen us in the midst of all of the golos, I think that to look for Hashgacha, hear stories from survivors, read, there's so much that's published, there's so much that's the interviews and books and stories and be machazik ourselves in our own lives, the miracles that we have seen, despite the golos, despite everything that happens, but look at the survival and look at the miracles and look at the Hashgacha. That Hashgacha can be a source of nechoma, a source of true nechoma, that can make the major difference in our lives. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. This should be the last Tisha B'Av. We should be zeicher to the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, B'meheirah b'yomeinu, everyone should have an easy fast, kol tuf.